This is the Sakar Murli of 16th of November 2024. The essence, sweet children, the Father has come to teach you spiritual art. Through this art, you go beyond the sun and the moon to the land of peace. Question. What is the difference between those who are proud of their science and those who are proud of their silence? Answer. Those who are proud of their science spend so much money on going to the moon and the stars. They risk their bodies and are afraid that their rocket may fail. You children who are proud of your silence, go beyond the moon and stars into the supreme region without spending a penny. You have no fear because you leave your bodies here and go. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children keep hearing about scientists who continue to make efforts to go to the moon. Those people spend so much money on just trying to go to the moon, yet they have a lot of fear about going there. Now think about yourselves. What is your place of residence? They go to the moon, but you go beyond even the sun and the moon, right to the supreme region. When those people go up there, they are rewarded with plenty of money. After they have returned from their journey and they land, they receive hundreds of thousands of gifts. They risk their bodies when they go up. They are proud of their science. You are proud of your silence. You souls know that you are to return to your land of peace, the Brahm element. It is souls that do everything. Those souls go up with their bodies too. It is very dangerous. They are afraid of falling from above and dying. All of that is physical art. The Father is teaching you spiritual art. By studying this art, you receive a huge prize. It is a prize that lasts for 21 births, number-wise according to the efforts you make. Nowadays, the government holds a lottery. This Father gives you a prize, and what does he teach you? He takes you to the absolute top, to your home. You now remember where your home is and where the kingdom that you lost is. Ravan snatched it away from you. Now, once again, you are to go to your original home and you will also claim your kingdom. No one knows that the land of liberation is your home. Now look where the Father comes from in order to teach his children. He comes from so far away. Souls too are rockets. Those people try to go up and see what there is on the moon and the stars. You children understand that the moon and the stars are lights for this stage, just as they have lights on a physical stage here. You also have strings of lights in the museums. This then is an unlimited world for which the sun, moon and stars provide light. People believe that the sun and the moon are deities, but they are not deities. You now understand how the Father comes and changes you from humans into deities. There are the Sun of Knowledge, the Moon of Knowledge, and the Lucky Stars of Knowledge. Your children receive salvation through this knowledge. You go so far away. The Father has shown you the way to return home. Without the Father, no one can go back home. You understand this when the Father comes and teaches you. Your souls also understand that it is only when you become pure that you will be able to return home. You have to become pure, either with the power of yoga or with the power of punishment. The Father continues to tell you that the more you remember him, the purer you will become. By not remembering him, you remain impure, and there will have to be a lot of punishment experienced, and any status you had will be destroyed. The Father himself sits here and explains how you can return home. You didn't know what the Brahm element is or what the subtle region is. Students do not know anything at first, but they start to understand when they begin to study. Some knowledge is of a lower level and some knowledge is of a very high level. When you have taken the ICS examination, it is said that you are knowledgeful. There is no knowledge higher than this. You are now studying such elevated knowledge. The Father shows you the way to become pure. Children, if you remember me alone, you change from impure to pure. Originally, you souls were pure and used to reside up above in your home. When you were in the Golden Age, in a life of liberation, all others were in the land of liberation. You could call the land of liberation and the land of liberation in life the temple of Shiva, Shivalaya. Shiv Baba resides in the land of liberation, and you children, you souls, also reside there. This is the highest spiritual knowledge. Those people say that they want to go and live on the moon. They try so hard. They show their courage. They go so many multi-millions of miles up. However, their desires are not fulfilled, whereas your desires are fulfilled. They have false physical pride. You have spiritual pride. They show so much courage for the things of Maya. They are applauded and congratulated so much. They receive a lot of money. It might be something like 5 to 10 million rupees. You children know that all the money they receive is going to be destroyed. Only a few days remain. What is there today and what will there be tomorrow? Today you are the residents of hell, and tomorrow you will become the residents of heaven. This doesn't take a lot of time. Theirs is physical power, whereas yours is spiritual power, which only you know about. How far can they go with physical power? They may reach the moon and the stars, but the war will then begin, and they will all die. Their art will end there. That is the highest physical art. Yours is the highest spiritual art. You go to the land of peace, which is also called the sweet home. those people go so high above. Calculate how many miles up you go. What are you? Souls. The father asks, can you calculate how many miles away I live? They can calculate and say how many miles they went before they returned. They are very cautious and think about the way they will land and the way they will return. They create a lot of noise. What noise do you make? No one knows where you go and how you return. Only you know the prize you receive. It is wonderful. It is Baba's wonder. No one knows about this. You might say that this is not a new thing. Every 5,000 years, you will continue to practice this. You very clearly understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of the duration of this world drama. So you should be proud of what Baba is teaching you. You are making very elevated effort, and you will make this again. No one else knows these things. The Father is incognito. He explains so much to you every day. He gives you so much of this knowledge. Those people only go to a limited place, whereas you go into the unlimited. They go to the moon, but that is just a large light, nothing else. The earth from there is seen to be very tiny. There is so much difference between their worldly knowledge and your knowledge. You souls are very tiny, but you are very fast rockets. Souls reside up above, and then they come down here to play their parts. That one is the Supreme Soul, but how can he be worshipped? Devotion definitely has to take place. Baba has explained that for half a cycle, there is this knowledge, the day, and for the other half, there is devotion, the night. You are now receiving this knowledge at the confluence age. There is none of this knowledge in the golden age, which is why this age is called the most auspicious confluence age. Baba makes all of you most elevated. You souls go so far away. You have the happiness of this. They show their art so that they can receive a lot of money. No matter how much they receive, you understand that they won't be able to take any of it with them. Everyone is about to die because everything is about to be destroyed. You now receive so many valuable jewels that you cannot calculate their value. Each version is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You have been listening to them for so long. There is very valuable knowledge in this Gita. This is the only Gita which is called the most valuable Gita. The Gita containing the elevated directions of God is the jewel of all the scriptures. Those people continue to study the Gita, but they do not understand the meaning of it and what will happen by studying the Gita. The Father says, now remember me, and you will become pure. Although they study the Gita, not a single one of them has yoga with the Father. They call the Father omnipresent. they cannot become pure. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is now in front of you. They are called deities because they have divine virtues. You souls have to become pure, and you then all have to return home. There aren't so many human beings in the new world. All the other souls will have to return home. The Father is giving you this most wonderful knowledge through which you become very elevated and change from humans into deities. Therefore, you need to pay a lot of attention to such a study. It is also understood that whatever attention you paid a cycle ago, you will pay the same attention now. This can be understood. The Father is pleased to hear your news of service. If you never write a letter to the Father, it is understood that your intellect's yoga has been drawn to pebbles and stones, that you souls have become body conscious and forgotten the Father. Otherwise, just think about when there is a love marriage. They have so much love for one another. However, later on, some change their minds and even kill their wife. Your love marriage is with that one. The Father comes and gives you his introduction. You don't receive his introduction automatically. The Father has to come. The Father comes when the world has become old. He definitely only comes at the confluence age to make the old world new. The Father's duty is to establish a new world. He makes you into the masters of heaven, and so there should be so much love for the Father. Why then do you say, "Baba, I forget you"? The Father is so elevated. There is no one higher than he is. People try hard to attain liberation. They try so many ways. So much lying and deceit goes on. Maharishis, etc., are glorified a great deal. The government then gives them 10 or 20 acres of land. It is not that the government is irreligious. There are some ministers who are religious and some who are irreligious. Some don't believe in religion at all. It is said religion is might. The Christians had so much might that they swallowed the whole of Bharat. There is now no might left in this Bharat. There is so much quarrelling and fighting, etc. What was this same Bharat like previously? No one knows how or where the Father comes. No one knows anything. You understand that the Father comes into a most degraded and impure land where there are alligators and crocodiles. People are such that they would eat anything. Bharat was the most Vaishnav, vegetarian. This is a Vaishnav land, is it not? There is a vast difference between those great, pure deities and people now who keep swallowing all sorts of things. There are even cannibals here who eat others. What has the condition of Bharat become? The Father now explains all the secrets to you. Baba gives you all of this knowledge from the top to the bottom. You are the first ones who come on this earth, and then the population of human beings increases. In a short while, there will be cries of sorrow. They will continue to cry. Look, there is so much happiness in heaven. Look at the symbol of your aim and objective. You children have to imbibe all of this. This is such a great study. The Father explains everything so clearly. He also explains the significance of the rosary. The tassel represents Shiv Baba. Then, because this is the household path, there is the dual bead. Those on the path of isolation have no right to rotate a rosary. This is a rosary of deities. How did they claim that kingdom? Amongst you too, you are number wise. Some of you are able to explain to anyone fearlessly. You say, come and we will tell you things that no one else can tell you. No one apart from Shiv Baba even knows them. Who taught them Raja Yoga? You have to sit with them and explain in a very sweet way how they take 84 births and how they become deities, warriors, merchants and shudras. The knowledge that the Father gives you is so easy, but you also have to become pure, for only then will you be able to claim a high status. You are the ones who establish peace throughout the whole world. The Father gives you your fortune of that kingdom. He is the bestower. He doesn't accept anything. This is the prize of your study. No one else can give you this prize. Therefore, why not remember such a father with love? You remember your worldly fathers throughout your lives. Why do you not remember the Parlokic Father? The Father has told you that this is a battlefield. It takes time to become pure. It will take until the time when the war ends. It is not that those who came in the beginning will become completely pure. Baba says that your war with Maya takes place with great force. Maya is so powerful that she even conquers very good children. How can those who fall hear the Murli? They do not go to their center, so how could they find out anything? Maya makes them worth not a penny. If they study the Murli, they can remain alert. However, they become busy doing dirty work. A sensible child has to explain to them how they have been defeated by Maya, what Baba tells us, and yet where they are going. When you see that Maya is eating others, try to save them so that Maya does not swallow them completely. They have to be made conscious again. Otherwise, because they defame the name of the Satguru, they won't claim a high status. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Learn the art of silence from the Father and go beyond this limited world into the unlimited world. By giving us this wonderful knowledge, the the Father gives us such a great prize, and so there should be the intoxication of that. 2. You have to do service fearlessly, in a very sweet way. Be powerful in your war with Maya, and gain victory over her. Listen to the Murli and remain alert, and inspire others to remain alert. Blessing. May you become a completely pure and clean soul, and thereby become completely worthy of worship, and claim a right to God's love. Constantly have this awareness in your life. I am a worthy of worship soul, seated in the temple of this body. Such worthy of worship souls are loved by all. Even their non-living images are loved by all. Even though people may fight among themselves, they would have love for the idols, because those idols have purity in them. So, ask yourself, have my mind and intellect become completely clean and pure? There isn't the slightest uncleanliness mixed in them, is there? Those who are completely pure in this way have a right to God's love. Slogan. Inculcate the treasures of knowledge into yourself and perform every act at every moment with understanding, for only then would you be a knowledgeable soul. Om Shanti.